Good afternoon and welcome to Shannon Miller Lifestyle here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray, joined here by Shannon Miller. 340-1045, the number to call in. And today's one of those topics that it's in the news a lot. We're hearing about it a lot. It's the measles outbreak, vaccines, all that kind of good stuff. So if you want to call in, 340-1045 today and ask any questions of our doctor.
Absolutely. We are here live today. And again, it is such a hot button topic. And if you're a parent, you're worried about your kids. And of course, we all should be concerned about any of these types of outbreaks. But we have a fantastic guest with us today, Dr. Brent Beedling. He is a primary care physician with St. Vincent's Healthcare. And I'm going to let you get to it because you have got so much information on the measles. And again, if you want to call in, if you're out there listening, you have questions, give us a call at 904-340-1045. But we're going to start with just kind of what are the measles?
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. It's always a pleasure to be with you on this afternoon, especially on such an important topic. Well, the measles is basically it's a virus. It's a highly infectious respiratory infection that typically is spread through coughing or sneezing. It usually starts with a fever, a runny nose, a cough, red eyes, and a sore throat, and it eventually becomes a rash starts, typically around the hairline, and it actually spreads down and through you know, over the abdomen and the chest and then down into the feet. And it is significant because 30% of people who are infected can suffer severe complications, including pneumonia, ear infections, diarrhea, and even swelling of the brain, which is what we refer to as encephalitis. Some of the history, it was originally called rubeola, which is from derived from rubio, which is red, and variola, which means it spreads like variola, and variola is another name for smallpox. It was first discovered, or really not discovered, but described by a Persian doctor in the 9th century. So it's been around for an awful long time. And in 1757, it was found to be spread by an infectious agent. And in 1954, here in America, in Boston, Massachusetts, a Dr. John Enders and Thomas Peeple made a vaccine. And the vaccine became available in 1968 to the general public as part of an MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMRV, which also includes varicella, which is chickenpox. Today, here in the before the vaccine, everybody almost got basically measles by the age of 15.
It's so amazing to think about these days because now you ask most people, and nobody knows anyone that has measles, and kind of until these recent outbreaks. But like everyone was considered to have had it.
Absolutely. In fact, people born before 1957 don't even require the virus because they're just to have assumed to have had the measles.
Goodness, goodness.
Yeah, and you know, back then, you know, we had a lot smaller population, but 400 to 500 people died each year. 48,000 were hospitalized, and over 4,000 got encephalitis. So this is a very serious disease. And since the vaccination is in 1978, the CDC actually decided that they were going to go ahead and eradicate measles from the United States. And they accomplished their goal by the year of 2000. It was declared eliminated from the U.S., meaning that there was no cases originating in the U.S. for 12 months. And since then, you know, since 2000, the cases have been as low as 37 here in America, 37 in 2004, and as high as 644 last year. And this is basically due to more people choosing not to be vaccinated. All cases in the United States or outbreaks actually originate in a foreign country where someone brings it here to the United States and typically infects Americans or those in the United States that are not immune to the disease. Now, I want to tell you, worldwide, over 2 million people are infected each year. And just for some perspective, that's approximately the population of Florida is 20 million people. And it's most common in Africa and Asia, but we're also seeing outbreaks, significant outbreaks in Europe and the Pacific regions where more people are choosing to be unvaccinated. Every year, around 150,000 to 200,000 deaths occur worldwide. The World Health Organization 5 years ago decided they were going to try to eradicate it in five continents of the world. Mm-hmm. And they started to push for the vaccination, but unfortunately, they've set back their timeline, and now they're trying to get it eradicated by 2020.
And it's kind of reared its ugly head. It's kind of making its comeback, and oftentimes we, you know, because it's been, I was born in 77, so I didn't know anything about the measles, obviously, prior to that. If you didn't kind of live through that, then you may not think of it as such a horrendous disease that tends to target the young, the infants. When it starts making this comeback, it is something that we have to take very seriously.
Absolutely. In fact, I've never seen a live case of measles. I've seen it in pictures and on movies and things like that. But it is relatively rare in the United States that I've never seen it, because we do have that vaccination as children that's pretty much required. But just recently, we had an outbreak in Disneyland, California, and so far that has infected 94 people, mm-hmm. and 67 were linked right to the theme park, Disneyland in California. And it did come in through this country through a person that had traveled in a foreign land and brought it to Disney World. And I would like to say that over 90% of the people that have been infected here in the United States from that outbreak were not immunized. Just recently here in the news, in fact, this month, that was in December, just recently here we've heard about the outbreak in Chicago, mm-hmm. in the daycare center. And why that's so, significant is before the age of one, were these infants in the daycare center were, there's no vaccination. We don't give the vaccination until the age of 12 months, the first dose. And these are the infants, the very young, are the ones that are most exposed to dying from the measles, as well as getting the severe complications in the measles. So that's why that outbreak is extremely significant.
And that's really pretty terrifying as a parent of a young child, or, you know, you just had a child under the age where you can even get the vaccination, and yet oftentimes they are going to daycare, or they're going to Disneyland, or they're going to some of these events where, or some of these places where you just don't know
exactly
what's out there.
And as a parent, you're trying to protect your kid. In fact, there's a lot of people now in California, at least mothers, that they're staying at home. They're not going to work because mm-hmm. they have their kid at home, because they don't want the kid to go out in public, because either they haven't been vaccinated or they might have a disease and they can't be vaccinated. So that makes it very significant. Also, pregnant women also typically are at high risk for measles, especially if they haven't been vaccinated. So this is going to isolate a large portion of the community. I'm sure in Chicago they're worried about it with their infants out there, and I'm sure that mothers are staying home with their infants. I know that, you know, if I was a parent, I'd probably want my kid at home too, at least until they got mm-hmm. vaccinated. That's for sure.
It's all scary when you talk about these things like Ebola and measles and things that are, you know, a little bit foreign to us. We get the flu, we get the cold, you know, like we kind of understand that, we comprehend it, we understand how we can kind of prevent that. But when you're talking about the measles, there's really kind of only one way to, well, I guess two ways to prevent it, you know, vaccine and it just not being around others.
Absolutely. I mean, this is caused by a highly contagious single-stranded RNA paramyxovirus that is spread, you know, through coughing and sneezing into the air. And 90% of those that are not vaccinated or not immune are going to get it if they have come in contact. And contact could even be being in a room that a person that had it sneezed in 2 hours earlier.
Well, I was just going to ask you, how long does the virus live on for surfaces?
Yeah, viruses can live up to 2 days. I mean, 2 hours. This virus can live up to 2 hours outside a living host, okay, because viruses, unlike bacteria, need a host in order to replicate, but it can live up to 2 hours, and it can actually, like chickenpox, that's why it's so contagious, unlike a lot of viruses that are heavier, that can't be, you can't get it from breathing in the air. This one, as well as chickenpox, you can get it because it's so light and can be breathed in through the air into the respiratory tree, and you can mm-hmm. get it. You can also get it on surfaces where you touch the virus on your hand and you put it in your nose, your mouth, or your eyes, like the cold. But, you know, the cold is infectious, but it's not as infectious as the measles or chickenpox. And that's why it's so important that we do protect ourselves and we protect our children, because, you know, as parents, that's one of the things that we should definitely provide is protection.
Absolutely. And it's hard because we're not just talking about theme parks or even daycare. We're talking about the grocery store. We're talking about kind of those daily things that you're going and doing where, you just don't know who, did the person that used the cart before you. You know, we wipe it down and we do all those things as parents, but at the same time, you just kind of don't know.
You don't know because, a person that has the measles, before they actually have symptoms, they're probably infectious 4 days or at least 2 days before they even come down with any symptoms. Mm-hmm. And then 4 days after they get the rash. So, you've got a person that has no symptoms of measles, maybe has the measles, and you absolutely have no idea.
Which makes it difficult to contain if you're the carrier, if you're the person that has it. You don't know how many people you're infecting, how many flights you're getting on, where you're traveling to, that it causes this to spread so drastically.
Sure, they think the person in Disneyland probably had no idea that they had the measles. And they may not even, realize that they spread it.
Mm, goodness. And so talk about kind of the cause for measles. Well, you talked a little bit about the single-strand RNA that is a virus, kind of unlike a bacteria.
Right, and viruses, like I said, they're not living as far as they can't live outside of a host. So they do need a host or what we call a vector in order to transmit them. So they use our own cell machinery in order to replicate. And this one replicates typically in the respiratory tree, and then it gets into the bloodstream and causes the rash.
And then the rash isn't the only symptom. We've also got some other symptoms that we're going to talk about coming up. We've got lots to cover. We want to talk about the symptoms, the different complications, because it's not just kind of about the rash. It's about all of these other complications that the measles can lead to. And, of course, we want to talk about treatment. And I know vaccines, it's a very hotbed topic, but we want to discuss that and try to get your information and kind of give us the facts about vaccinations and how we can handle that. And, of course, if you want more information about health and wellness, you can always go to shannonmiller.com. That's my website. And of course, you can go to jackshealth.com. That is the St. Vincent's Healthcare website.
We are talking all about the measles today. So if you have any questions, it's in the news a lot today. Here's the time to ask. 340-1045, the number to call in. If you missed any part of today's show, you might want to go back and listen to later. Check it out at shannonmiller.com. 340-1045, the number to call in. Right back on Shannon Miller on News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV Spotlight. Kevin Refuse.
When I'm not anchoring Jacksonville's morning news, I'm going for a swim, cheering on my beloved Philadelphia sports teams, and trying to find the nearest Wawa. Want to learn more about me? You can follow me on Twitter at Refuse to Lose.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools. We can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com now. That's AllSeasonsPools.com to build your new pool. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
Hi, this is Bill Hendrick, Vice President and Market Manager for Cox Media Group. This week we are saluting one of our very own, Mark Kay. Mark is the host of the Big Ape Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE and seriously begged to receive this recognition. It was sad to see a grown man act that way, but I digress. When he is not begging for recognition, Mark has an amazing ability to connect and entertain an audience. It's a pleasure to work with Mark because he keeps our entire staff laughing every day.
Working with Mark Kay every day is truly the best. He's funny, smart, inspiring, and motivating. It's pretty hard to be in a bad mood around him. Trust me, I've tried.
Honestly, it's funny, in all my dealings with him, Mark is a genuine talent with no ego who actually cares about the listeners and the people he works with.
I really love Cox Media Group. This company supports new and crazy ideas. They value creativity and creative people, and they offer you all the free coffee you can drink, which for me is a lot.
It's employees like Mark Kay that make Cox Media Group such an extraordinary place to work. If you would like to join the team at Cox Media Group here in Jacksonville, visit our website at coxmediagroup.com and click on careers.
See dealer for details. It's the beginning of tax refund season. And if you're looking for a no-nonsense great deal on a brand new car, truck, or SUV, you need to come to Jacksonville, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Bay Meadows. Our lenders are standing by with millions, and we're going to make it easy to get the one you want at a price and payment to fit your budget. Good credit, bad credit. Now is the time to buy. Save big on Ram trucks, Jeep Cherokees, and more. Now through the end of the week. Jacksonville, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, I-295 and Bay Meadows.
But we're not doing the news.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest repeatedly said yes, the U.S. should have had someone more important than the ambassador of France at that Paris march.
We're talking about the news.
The vice president's schedule wide open. The repressive Russians sent a higher-ranked official.
They simply will fail to openly acknowledge the enemy we face.
When will this nation declare war on radical Muslim terrorism?
This is News 104.5 WOKV. WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meters. Will continue to see plenty of sunshine through the day and an afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches. Mostly clear and cool tonight near 40, mostly to partly sunny, very mild tomorrow into the low 70s. And then clouds increase Monday, scattered afternoon and evening showers with a high of 69. Then breezy and cooler Tuesday under partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 59. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Shannon Merrill Lifestyle here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray, joined here by Shannon Miller, 340-1045. We're talking all about the measles and the vaccine today. So give us a call, 340-1045, and we're going right to the phones with Mary on the south side. Mary, how are you doing today?
Hi. I'm 59, and I've never been vaccinated for measles and mumps and chickenpox. And I remember when I was a little girl, I had measles one time, but I'm kind of worried about it now because I have an 11-year-old. And so should I be vaccinated?
That's a good question, Mary, and I'll be covering that a little bit later. But for your information, yeah, if you've had measles, okay, you are immune to measles, okay? Your immune system has developed antibodies that will protect you from measles. So you are immune and you wouldn't need a booster. And I take it that you were born in around 1955, 1956-ish? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Then you would be considered not needing the measles vaccination. However, if there's any concern, you can always see a doctor and you can get tested, or you can just go ahead and get a booster. Even if you're immune to it or you've had, you know, your two vaccinations prior, you can always get a booster, and it will not hurt you. So if there's any concern, you can get a booster. But in your case, you've had the measles, so you should be protected. So you cannot give it to your child.
Okay, so but what about chickenpox? Because I've never had that.
Then you could get the chickenpox vaccine, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be tested for that. Or you can do the series of two shots, and that would be an idea.
Okay, and just contact my physician for that?
Yeah, you can contact your physician, you can get tested, or you could say, I just want the chickenpox booster, whichever is easy for you. They test you through a blood test.
Okay,
okay,
great. Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much, Mary. We're talking all about the measles today with Dr. Brent Biedling, a primary care physician with St. Vincent's Healthcare. And before the break, we were talking about some of the symptoms beyond the rash that that come into play with measles.
Yeah, okay. First off, let's say that you are infected. You are exposed to the virus, and it hits your respiratory tree, and now you're basically infected, and the virus starts to replicate. About 10 to 14 days later, you start to get, you know, cold-like symptoms, a low-grade fever, a runny nose, cough, watery red eyes is common, sometimes a sore throat. And then about 2 days after that starts, you get some white spots. They're called Koplik spots after a scientist or a doctor that discovered them. They're kind of white spots on a red base that typically occur right inside your mouth on the cheek, kind of inside that cheek area. And then about 1 to 2 days later, you start to get red spots, small little red spots that are flat, and they start around the hairline and they work their way down the body. As it spreads, a lot of times they'll kind of mat together or mesh together and form a blotchy rash, which is known as the measles rash. And sometimes you'll get little small bumps on that. And at this time, often you'll get a high fever up to 104, 105.8. And, you know, obviously that's exhausting. And then the rash actually starts to clear just like it started from the head all the way down to the feet. And typically a course of measles from the beginning symptom till the end lasts about 10 to 14 days. Now, typically for most people, you know, they obviously have the measles, they get over it, okay, and then they're immune to it again. But, you know, in a large portion of the population, up to 30%, you get significant complications. Some of the complications, especially for children, they can get 10% can get ear infection, and that can lead to permanent deafness or hearing loss. 10% of both children and adults can get severe diarrhea. Severe complications, including pneumonia and encephalitis, are cause of the most of the deaths, and people can, you know, obviously can die, you know, from encephalitis or pneumonia. Pneumonia is common in children, about 1 in every 100. And it's the most common, you know, reason for childhood death. And encephalitis is about 1 in 1,000 and can cause severe convulsions, deafness, mental retardation, and death. About 1 in 1,000 children who contract measles, about 1 in 3, about 1 in 3 of 1,000 children who contract measles will actually die from it. And in pregnant women, it leads to premature births and low birth weights.
And these are just such difficult complications. I mean, these are things that we all have to be aware of when weighing the kind of the vaccine versus not getting the vaccine. And we're going to talk a lot about the vaccine coming up because I know a lot of people have big questions about that.
Yeah, we're going to be taking your calls after this quick update from Fox News. So 340-1045 if you want to call in and have any questions at all about the measles or the vaccines, 340-1045. Up next, we've got an update from Fox News and a look at the rest of your weekend forecast. See if it's going to warm up a little bit for tomorrow. This is AM 690 at 104.5 FM, News 104.5 WOKV.
Racial tensions were higher than ever in 2014.
Justice for Jordan Davis is as important as it is for any of our other victims.
No justice, no peace, but racism.
Clippers owner telling his girlfriend not to bring black people to his games. Now the Clippers players stage a silent protest.
Turn up, don't turn down, we doing this for my friend. Turn up, don't turn down, we doing this for my friend.
We're hoping for a change in the way the justice system responds to the death of African Americans.
There was anger all day and into the night as protesters.
Will we see more of the same in the new year? When social issues boil over, we'll be there to cover it from every angle. Every angle. Jacksonville's News, Weather, and Traffic Station is News 104.5 WOKV.
104.5 WOKV.
104.5 FM. 104.5 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Despite ISIS claims to the contrary, the parents of American hostage Kayla Mueller say they're hopeful their daughter's still alive. U.S. officials are still investigating.
Both the CIA and the State Department say they are working to try to verify these claims and to investigate. And here in Amman, they're calling this claim that it was Jordanian planes that killed Mueller simple criminal propaganda. But there is a lot of fear that because she's been a hostage for ISIS so long, that the worst has happened to her.
Fox's Connor Powell in Amman. Just what the Northeast doesn't want or need, more snow.
The heavy snow totals for this multi-day event will be across upstate New York and New England, with more than 12 inches likely by Tuesday. Coastal southern New England, New York City, central New Jersey, and Pennsylvania will be spared of heavy snow, but they'll have to deal with a slippery, wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, light snowfall is expected tonight. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News. 5 to 9. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
It's Rich Jones. I was just watching video at ArlingtonToyota.com, learning a lot more about Toyota Certified Pre-Owned. You know what that means? First of all, you're going to get the quality of a Toyota in an amazing pre-owned, plus great warranties, low mileage, and best of all, new car financing. Do this. Head to ArlingtonToyota.com, click on Arlington TV under dealer info, and soon you're going to be a believer in Toyota Certified Pre-Owned. I know I am. See Arlington Toyota for details. 10939 Atlantic Boulevard and Arlington. ArlingtonToyota.com.
Want to make Valentine's Day the best ever for the love of your life? Visit Global Diamonds, the all-new jewelry store here that everyone's talking about. For this romantic holiday, Global Diamonds has put together an incredible selection of affordable, timeless treasures. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, starting at around $300. We know what women love, and we can help you find her the ideal gift. Guys, skip the flowers and the candy this year. Give her something with lasting value and something that she can enjoy for years to come. A wonderful piece of fine jewelry from Global Diamonds. Or maybe you're thinking of proposing on Valentine's Day. Global Diamonds can make it happen with our stunning selection of hand-picked diamonds and the most incredible designer rings you've ever seen in one place. All at the guaranteed best price, period. Valentine's is all about love, and at Global Diamonds, celebrating love is what we do best. Come see for yourself. We're at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Mostly sunny and warmer today, the high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches, a 9 on the WOKV weather meter. Mostly clear and cool tonight, down to 41. Mostly to partly sunny, a very mild day tomorrow, 70 to 75 in the afternoon. And Monday, we'll see increasing cloudiness. Scattered afternoon and evening showers will develop, but still, high temperature close to 70 degrees. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday, starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Shannon Miller Lifestyle. Shannon Miller Lifestyle. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045. Here are your hosts, Jay Gray and Olympic gold medalist, Shannon Miller.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Shannon Miller Lifestyle here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray, joined here by Shannon Miller. 340-1045, the number to call in. We're talking all about the measles today, something that's a hot button issue in the news right now. So if you have any questions, 340-1045. We're going right to the phones with Steve in Orange Park. Steve, how you doing? Steve off the air. But he wanted to know, is there a connection between the chickenpox, shingles, and measles?
Well, Steve, thank you for calling. There is a connection between chickenpox and shingles, but not with measles. Shingles is actually caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox. You get chickenpox as a child or as an adult, and then then it lives what we call dormant or doesn't seem to bother you in your system, especially in the nerve roots, and then it spreads out as shingles over a nerve root. You can't get shingles unless you've had chickenpox before. It is the same virus, and it typically starts with chickenpox, stays dormant, and then it can come out at any time, typically like if you're fatigued, you're sick, you're not treating your body right or something like that, where your immune system is no longer able to keep it dormant, and then it breaks out as a shingles episode.
Did have another question off the air about somebody wondering what's the difference between measles and German measles?
There is a difference, yeah. Measles is actually rubeola, and German measles is rubella, which is a milder infection. It's significant for pregnant women because it can cause birth defects, but it is roseola. So rubella is roseola, and then rubeola is measles. So they're similar in some aspects, but measles is much, much more severe.
And we're talking about measles today. If you haven't guessed, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Brent Beedling, a primary care physician with St. Vincent's Healthcare. And we've talked a lot about kind of the history of the disease, the causes, how it's transmitted, and certainly some of the complications. But I want to get to treatment. How do we treat the measles?
Well, because it's a virus and we don't have any antivirals for this specific virus, it's basically supportive. And that would be, you know, fever reducers for the fever. And, of course, remember, children and teenagers shouldn't get aspirin because of the possibility that they could get something called Reye's syndrome, which is a CNS or a brain swelling phenomena that we don't really know what occurs or what triggers it, but it's associated with viral infections and aspirin. Fluids, of course, rest. And it's really important that if someone does have measles that you do relatively isolate them within your household. Well, definitely completely isolate them from society. You know, don't let them go back to school or go into work, obviously, if they have the measles, because there's a lot of people that are unfortunately not vaccinated, and we don't want to spread the disease. One strange thing with measles that a lot of people don't realize is that actually it could be treated with vitamin A. Because we found that actually vitamin A in two large doses given 12 hours apart, especially in people that are malnourished, actually, for some reason, helps not prevent but at least helps treat measles, and it decreases even in well-nourished people the chances that they would get complications such as deafness and blindness. So actually vitamin A is considered an effective treatment, or at least to prevent complications of people that are either malnourished or actually well-nourished and suffer an outbreak of measles. Now, there are, you know, because we do have complications such as ear infections and pneumonia, antibiotics, of course, would be appropriate in those instances. And, you know, hospitalizations do occur relatively frequently from this, so that would be all supportive care in the hospital, such as IV fluids, ventilation if needed, and treatment for if they get the brain swelling and everything like that. But most people that do suffer from measles, it's obviously not fun. It's just like, you know, it's as bad, if not worse, than the flu. You know, usually resolves within 2 weeks, uncomplicated.
And so it's kind of like anything. You know, the sooner you can get a doctor and figure out what you have and how to treat it, the better. Kind of the earlier you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is important. If you do think you have measles, though, and you and you're pretty sure that it is measles, meaning that you know you have been exposed, I would recommend that you contact a doctor or a hospital first prior to leaving your house.
Don't come into the ER.
Yeah.
Or to the pediatrician's office. You might infect everyone there.
Correct. Because, you know, obviously you could actually have measles and you could be able to spread it. And, of course, in a health setting, you know, you are likely to find infants, mm-hmm. pregnant women, people that have not been vaccinated. So, you know, I usually recommend contacting your physician first or the hospital and figuring out a way how they want to handle it.
Absolutely. Very, very important thought right there.
And you can be tested, but mm-hmm. typically the symptoms, especially the characteristic complex spots in the mouth as well as the characteristic, the way the rash presents and everything like that, kind of give measles away. But there is a blood test, a urine test, and a viral culture can be taken from the respiratory tree of the nose.
So absolutely. And so those are the ways that we can, of course, treat the disease once you have it. But wouldn't we all like to prevent it in the first place? Vaccines have been in the news. It is such a hot button topic for so many that are concerned about things like autism and other issues with any kind of vaccines. Talk a little bit about vaccinations and kind of let us know what is it that we need to know. What are the facts?
The measles is part of the vaccination, which is what we call MMR, which also contains mumps and rubella, as well as the MMRV, which adds the varicella. It is very effective. First, it's a live vaccine, meaning it is a live virus that has been weakened or basically stripped of its ability to cause the disease, okay? Because it's a live virus, there's really no preservatives in it, so you don't have to worry about thermosol or mercury being in that. It is one dose is 93% effective, and two doses is 97% effective at protecting that person against the disease. So it is a highly successful or effective vaccination. Side effects are actually pretty mild. Side effects do occur. Sometimes a low grade fever in 1 in 6. Sometimes a rash 1 in 20. And sometimes you can actually get swelling of the cheeks, and that's from the mumps. People kind of get like little chipmunks. And that's 1 in 75, and that's the mumps part of the vaccine. Moderate symptoms are much, much less severe, such as, you know, a 1 in 3,000 can get a seizure, and 1 in 30,000 can have a low blood count, or a low platelet count, not low blood count, I'm sorry. Severe complications are extremely rare. A severe allergic reaction happens less than 1 in a million. And other symptoms or severe side effects that are considered potential, such as long-term seizures, deafness, coma, and brain damage from the vaccine, are so rare that we really haven't established that they're from the vaccine or not. And I really want to make a point that autism has absolutely not been linked to the vaccine. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. And you know, the vaccine is the best way, you know, pre-exposure to obviously prevent yourself from getting a measles. It's typically given in all of our children at 12 to 15 months, and then a second dose between 4 and 6 years. As I mentioned earlier, people born before 1957 are considered immune because it was so contagious that basically everybody got the measles by the age of 15. Mm. Adults that are not immune or they're not sure but are going to stay in the United States should have at least one dose of the MMR unless they're in a high-risk population like, you know, healthcare workers. Mm. If you're a college student, because you are going to be exposed to, you know, foreign students and things like that, we do recommend that you have had two separate vaccinations at least 28 days apart. And if you're a foreign traveler and you're not immune, then we'd also like to see you get two separate vaccinations at least 20 days apart. And in fact, in travelers, if you have a young infant that's actually between 6 and 12 months, 12 months being where we particularly give it, we do recommend that at least one dose be given if you're going to be taking your infant across the seas where they could be exposed to measles. And if they're 12 months, we typically do recommend that even at 12 months that they get the two vaccines at least 28 days apart. So those are the kind of people that, you know, we want to consider. to what we get is protect pre-exposure. Now, if you've been exposed to the disease, meaning that you've actually come in contact with someone that has measles, then if your immune system is attacked, you can go ahead and get the vaccine, and that should protect, that could protect you completely from getting the infection, okay? Because you have that runway of 7 to 14 days before you'd actually come down with symptoms or it would typically present. And even if you did, it would be a much milder case. If you were not immune and you were immunocompromised, either you suffered from an immune disease, or if you were on chemotherapy or taking medications that suppress your immune system, then we do have antibodies, or what we call immunoglobulins, that can go ahead and protect you from the disease or make it a little bit less severe.
What if you don't know whether or not you have been vaccinated? You're post 1957, but you don't know if you got vaccinated as a child, and there's no way for you to find out.
Then you go in and see your physician, and you can either – there's two things. If you're going to be here, you're going to stay here in America, and you're not in one of these healthcare workers where you're at high risk for seeing measles, then you can either just go ahead and just get a booster. Even if you've had it before, it's not going to hurt you. You can just get one dose of the vaccine. Now, if you're going to be doing foreign travel, then you'd want to get two 28 hours apart. Or if you really don't want to get a vaccine that you maybe don't need, you can get the blood test. And the blood test can tell you whether or not you're immune or not.
Okay. And a lot of folks, I know I'm interested in knowing, does it wear off over time? If you got it as a young child, do you need to get a booster later on?
No, the answer is no. In the case that we had Mary, I think before, who called in that had measles, she's immune for the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. Our immune system develops antibodies, highly effectively 97% of the time with two vaccinations, or if you've ever had it, and those are lifelong protection.
So if you're a parent and you're maybe going to have a baby in the house soon, then you might want to think, or if you're a grandparent, you might want to kind of think about whether or not you have had the vaccine, maybe go get tested or get a booster.
Yes, especially, yes. And if you're born before 1957 and you're living here in the United States, you could probably consider yourself protected. Mm-hmm. But if you were going to a foreign country where you'd be a little bit more at risk for contracting something, you may want to consider going ahead and getting a booster or getting the blood test to see if, in fact, you did have it as a child if you're unsure.
Now, if you're watching the news, then so much of the issue with measles, we're talking about the vaccination, should we, shouldn't we? As a parent, it's sometimes terrifying, and there's been a lot of controversy with regard to the vaccine.
Yeah, there has been a lot of controversy, and unfortunately, it was a doctor, and his name was Adam Wakefield, and it was a United Kingdom physician, and he published two articles in the Lancet magazine, which is, you know, when I was at MIT, and that was one of the medical books or the medical journals that came along that you absolutely had to read. It had some very it's got good scientific research, but he published two articles. The first one was in 1993, where he tried to link the vaccine to Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease. And that was actually found false in 1998. And then again, he published another one where he tried to link it to autism. And that was, I believe that was in 1998. Well, apparently he had ulterior motives. Apparently he was given the equivalent of $600,000, of course, in their currency, pounds, by a group of lawyers that were representing 12 autistic children against the vaccine maker. And also he had reportedly come up with a test to profit if there was an autism MMR testing or link afterwards, so all autistic children would get tested to see if it was due to the measles. So he was kind of in it for his own self. And in 2010, the UK, they barred him as a doctor. He did go to court, and he was found guilty of 12 counts of falsifying an investigation. And since then, there have been several trials in multiple different countries, Japan, America, Europe, who have found absolutely no link to autism and the vaccine.
You're listening to Shannon Merrill Lifestyle here on News 104.5 WOKV. We've got one segment left coming right back after this on News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, so you don't miss a thing. Breaking news and the top stories all morning long.
We start at 5
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
We received results immediately upon doing our first ad with WOKV. We've been here now over 10 years. I'd like to say, on the behalf of RhinoShield Jacksonville, a special thank you to the WOKV listeners. They are our best customers. This is Rick Mariano, president of RhinoShield Jacksonville. If anybody's thinking about advertising with WOKV, I strongly recommend it.
For results like these, call General Sales Manager Bob DeBloy at 245-8732.
The new CBS 47 Action News.
We deliver original, local coverage.
Stories with value from your neighborhood.
Questioning, warning, connecting you everywhere. Moving fast when the unexpected happens. Uncovering details no one else finds. Holding the powerful accountable. Join Tanika Hughes, John Bachman, and Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish every day on the new WJAX-TV, CBS 47 Action News, coverage you can count on.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meters. We'll continue to see plenty of sunshine through the day and an afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s, but cooler at the beaches. Mostly clear and cool tonight near 40, mostly to partly sunny, very mild tomorrow into the low 70s. And then clouds increase Monday, scattered afternoon and evening showers with a high of 69. Then breezy and cooler Tuesday under partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 59. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Win tickets to see the Capitol Steps coming February 10th through 15th at the Wilson Center for the Arts. Details on the show and the link to enter the contest on the contest page at WOKV.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Shannon Merrill Lifestyle here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray, joined here by Shannon Miller.
Yes, and I am so excited to be joined here by Dr. Brent Biedling. You've been a guest a couple times on our show, and you're always so prepared, and you're a great, great physician with primary care physician at St. Vincent's Healthcare. And we're talking about measles, and most recently talking about kind of the vaccine controversy. What do you want to say to folks that are listening to this show and have questions about the measles?
Well, basically, thank you. Thank you, Shannon, and I always enjoy being on. But really, I do want to emphasize the fact is here we have a very terrible, highly contagious disease that will infect 90% of people that are not protected that get exposed to it. It will kill about 1 in 333 people who contract it, and many others will definitely suffer long-term health complications and health problems due to the infections. We have an extremely effective preventive measure and an extremely effective vaccine that has a two-dose success rate of 97%. And the serious complications are extremely, extremely rare. In my mom's words of wisdom, I would appeal to people, don't overthink it. Please get your children and yourself, if you are not immune, vaccinated.
Thank you. Well, it's always good to hear from a physician, and it was really interesting to hear the history of the measles and kind of understand a little bit more about the controversy with vaccine and kind of how that came about. But as always, you know, go in, ask your pediatrician, find out what they have to say about it, because that's obviously a very good source. Talk about it a lot. Make sure that you are keeping yourself educated and making sure you're up with the most recent data, of course.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of celebrities and a lot of politicians and a lot of extremely smart people that have come out against vaccines. And you know, these are smart people, and smart people make bad decisions at times, sometimes misinformed, sometimes informed. And, you know, that is a right that we have here in the United States. But like I said, like you said actually to me just recently, you know, the science is there. There really are very little questions on this. And, you know, I really just appeal to parents that are supposed to provide and protect their children to, you know, do the right thing.
Well, we all want to do our best. And as a mom, I can tell you it is scary every step of the way. But we do our best. Get the information. Go to jackshealth.com if you want more information about St. Vincent's Healthcare. And, of course, you can visit me online at shannonmiller.com.
And while you're there at shannonmiller.com, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go back and listen at a later time at shannonmiller.com. Coming up next, an update from Fox News and a look at the rest of your weekend forecast. This is AM 690 and 104.5 FM, News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Listen live everywhere you go
with the News 104.5 app.
News 104.5 WOKV.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools. We can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come.